Mayor Peary called in. He's joining Moose Mornings to talk about recent things happening here in Timmins. And to start things off, City Council met the other night, and there was a discussion of the tax increase. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Probably one of the best rates that's ever been achieved by the City Council, and of course, tax increase is just, this is phenomenal. 1.33% increase is in the administration within the City of Timmins. It's certainly far better than anything else in the north. And if you take a look at Cochrane, they had a 6.38% increase. But this has been this is of course one of the main planks in the city's platform, fiscal responsibility and fiscal sustainability, and that's exactly what we delivered with these on this budget. We've had three exceptional good budgets, and if we keep on track with this type of diligence and discipline and how we approach our finances within the City of Timmins, we won't be the highest tax region in the north. That title will be surrendered to somebody else. So I want to congratulate our administration and all of the work Dave Landers with his community improvement plan that they've got in place, and all of his department heads, and in fact everybody involved that's within the City of Timmins. As well, the council. The council has been laser focused on the strategic approach to the city's finances, and it's showing and it's paying off. So, congratulations, and the city should rejoice in this as well. So, yes, it's a very, very good result.
So it's been about a week into the construction on Algonquin. How do you think the last week has been going, especially with it being closed down?
No, I think it's been. I think the communication is exceptional. The work was delayed a wee bit in relation to some of the weather that we had, and that caused a few places to be a little bit rough on the road. So they had to spend some time replacing or repairing those problems in the road. But Ken Crissell is doing an exceptional job there. He's in charge of that project. The citizens have been, anytime there's been a problem, they've been getting a hold of us, and we've been responding immediately. There was a question on Lonergan and that was addressed immediately with Pat Seguin and Dave Landers. As you can imagine, the traffic flow when they cross Airport Road is very much increased because of the closure on Algonquin. So I think the city is doing everything they possibly can, including putting in temporary stoplights. So I think it's going as well as everybody can expect. Timmins Police Service is monitoring the situation closely in relation to the vehicular traffic that is not allowed. I think there was three trucks that caused some problems, and they were out of province. And I believe the TPS is addressed with that. That issue as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we do have a few more months of that construction, so it's a matter, of kind of getting used to it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. The other night at City Council, there was some discussion about how to reduce illegal dumping. Joe Campbell suggested potentially dropping the $3 tipping fee, but it was decided on to increase the fine to $1,000. How do you foresee that reducing the illegal dumping that's taking place?
No, actually, the tipping fees have no correlation to illegal dumping, and that's why that resolution didn't even get seconded. The tipping fees were directly—they're part of the budget process. They were accepted unanimously by the council. So, consequently, that resolution didn't even get seconded. The issue here with illegal dumping has been an issue within the city for quite some time. And quite frankly, I think the council and I think most right-thinking individuals are simply fed up with it. If you take a look at the picture that was posted recently, you'll see that it was the intersection of Tembeck Road and Dalton Road, right on the Skidoo Trail. You can see that's a baggage of garbage. It's got kids' diapers. It's got bags full of wine bottles, and this is a little blunt, but you know, we often talk about the bear problem we have within the city of Timmins. And quite frankly, the animal that we have the problem with here within the city of Timmins is pigs. And that's what these people are. They're obviously have no pride in the city of Timmins. And consequently, the notice of motion that was introduced at the last council meeting by myself was to have the city take a look at the bylaw to see what we could do to increase the maximum fine to from $300 for illegal dumping to $1,000. And I will tell you, we are serious about this. We have bylaw officers that will go through and they'll pick up any piece of paper, and we will get the people that are throwing their garbage away. And that's what this is. This is just a sheer case of disregard and respect of not only everybody else within the city of Timmins, an insult to the beauty of the city of Timmins. And we've got a number of progressive things that we're doing to handle cleanup this spring, and I think we'll have the city's cooperation. But there's absolutely no patience for those that willingly and wantingly just dump illegally within the city of Timmins. So I think everybody's simply fed up with this.
Yeah. And the last question we have is actually directly from a listener. There's been some concern raised that the Living Space and City Council hasn't been listening to safety concerns over the new location for the Living Space. Is there any hope residents to have some kind of engagement with both City Council and Living Space over the concerns?
Yeah, I'm a little concerned that there's the insinuation that we're not listening to safety concerns, because that, of course, is the number one concern for the city, including the Timmins Police Service. And you may remember a year ago we were involved in the process looking for a Indigenous-backed group of individuals that would be on the street helping deal with the issues of homelessness people within the city of Timmins. And that's a group called Firekeepers, Firekeeper Patrol. We reached out directly to the Meshkagawak. They responded immediately with this initiative. We approached with the Meshkagawak Indigenous Services, as well as the provincial government, Greg Reckford and Indigenous Services here in Ontario. Indigenous Services was very, very, very slow, as you would expect that they would be. But the funding has come through. I think it's $1.2 million for the federal portion and $1.3 million for the provincial portion. So that's $2.5 million that will go towards hiring and training this group. And they'll be on the street. So you'll have boots on the ground. And that certainly, to me, demonstrates the willingness and the proactive way we listen to those types of complaints from the city of Timmins.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think it's incredibly important that this does two things. Number one, it increases the number of boots on the ground and patrol, foot patrols in the whole area. But most importantly, this initiative is led and directed by the Meshkagawak. So that answers another question that we often have on the social media, is in relation to the participation of the Indigenous leadership, and they've jumped in this feet first. So I look forward to seeing these individuals, arriving on the street. So I think it's a great thing.
Well, that's all I had. Thank you so much for joining us here.
Oh, no problem. As always, nice. Have a great day.